I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We use a lot of products that contain toxic substances. Until recently, the companies that make these products have borne little responsibility for their potential impacts. But that's starting to change. In recent years, Europe has been forcing more companies to make sure their products don't harm human health or the environment. That concept is now starting to take hold in the U.S. as well, as Liam Moriarty of station KPLU in Seattle reports.
In a huge warehouse in Seattle, forklift loads of TVs and computer monitors are being heaved onto conveyor belts. Workers are taking screw guns and hammers to the discarded electronics.
They're pulling the plastic covers off of devices. They're pulling the picture tubes out of it. They're basically dismantling it to component parts.
Craig Lorch is co-owner here at Total Reclaim, which recycles electronic waste under Washington State's new e-waste law. Among other things, the law requires that the toxic chemicals in these old machines don't end up being dumped overseas. Recycling electronic waste isn't new, but Washington's e-waste law added a twist. It's completely paid for by manufacturers.
It's a producer responsibility law, which takes the burden of all of this off of the taxpayer.
John Friedrich runs the Washington Recycling Program. It collected more than 38 million pounds of cast-off e-junk last year at a cost to producers of $10 million. Requiring companies to cover the end-of-life costs of their products is called extended producer responsibility. It's a fairly new idea in the U.S., but the idea has been a keystone of environmental policy in Europe for years.
Whoever causes damage to the environment is responsible, also in financial terms, to repair it or to minimize it right from the beginning.
That's Klaus Kergler at the European Commission's Directorate General for the Environment in Brussels. This polluter pays principle is enshrined in the treaty that created the European Union in 1993. Kergler says it gives regulators a firm footing for a growing range of laws that extend producer responsibility for a host of products. Cars, for instance, have to be 85% recyclable by weight. And just last year, the EU extended that principle to chemicals. Bjorn Hansen helps regulate chemicals for the EU.
We by far do not know what chemicals are out there, what the effects of those chemicals are, and what the risks are associated with those chemicals.
That uncertainty led to a new law known by its acronym REACH. REACH requires that tens of thousands of chemicals used in everyday products in the EU be studied. If a substance can't be used safely, manufacturers will have to find a substitute that can be. The law shifts the burden of proof away from government having to prove that a chemical is unsafe.
The burden of proof is on industry to demonstrate safety. And by demonstrating the safety that they think, they also take liability and responsibility for that safety.
Even for industries accustomed to tough European regulations, this newest application of the polluter pays principle was alarming.
There were quite violent opposition in the beginning.
Lena Perenius is with the European Chemical Industry Council.
In the EU, we already had a very comprehensive set of regulations for ensuring safe use of chemicals. And the industry saw that this was putting an unreasonable burden on the companies.
Still, the measure had strong public support. After years of negotiations, Perenius says the industry feels it got key concessions that'll make the law workable. Meanwhile, many people back here in the U.S. have been watching the evolving European policies. Daryl Ditz of the Center for International Environmental Law in Washington, D.C., says producers are making a basic trade-off.
Many responsible companies are willing to take the extra responsibility that it implies in exchange for greater confidence by consumers.
Ditz notes that major American chemical companies such as Dow and DuPont are already complying with the European standards because they sell in the EU market. But, he says,
the U.S. has been lagging behind the Europeans and lagging behind many of the states here in our country.
In recent years, a growing number of states, from Maine to California, have enacted manufacturers' take-back laws for electronic waste, pharmaceuticals, paint, and other products, and more than a dozen have moved to toughen safety standards for a variety of chemicals. Now there are signs of momentum building to take that approach at the federal level, especially for chemicals. New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg says he'll soon introduce a bill with a simple goal.
Force chemical makers to prove that their products are safe before they end up in a store, in our homes, or in our bodies.
It's a proposal that sounds very much like the European approach, and the idea will likely face tough opposition here in the U.S. The Obama administration is also pushing for tighter regulation of chemicals. Even the American Chemistry Council has agreed to support reform as a way to assure consumers their products are safe. As always, the devil will be in the details, but the Center for International Environmental Law's Daryl Ditt says companies are more and more having to consider the long-term costs to both society and themselves of what they put in their products.
If they include toxic chemicals at the front end, they need to recognize that that means problems at the back end.
And that means the landscape faced by U.S. industry in the coming years may look a lot more like Europe's. For The World, I'm Liam Moriarty in Seattle.